the Senior Associate Athletic Director at the University of Wyoming, His Highness Kevin McKinney. What's going on, Kevin?
Not much.
We good now?
Yeah, we're good. I can hear you loud and clear.
Well, that's good. That was interesting.
No, I can't, Keith.
What?
Keith.
Is he being serious? This is weird.
I think he is.
This is weird.
If he's not being serious, he's really selling it.
I know.
Guys, it fades out.
Huh.
Where are you?
He's in his office.
I'm in my office.
You got to get better. You got to get. Are you on your regular phone?
Have you guys paid the bills?
I don't know what's going on, Kevin.
Well, would you like to call me on my cell?
Do you want to call us back on your cell?
I sure can.
Okay.
Let's do that. Just
yeah. Check with Sparky. Make sure he paid the bill.
Okay.
If this works any better, Kevin McKinney, back on the phone. Are you good to go? You think?
Loud and clear.
Okay.
Sound good.
Okay. Very good.
Did you check with Sparky?
I did. He said he's paid all bills.
What?
And that is probably you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Monty was touting our state-of-the-art equipment that we have here.
Well, you know, I could hear you loud and clear, and then it would just kind of get lower and lower, and then it went away totally. It was very, very weird.
So it kind of is like,
yeah.
Did it come back?
Yeah, but I'd get this fixed before the main act.
Who do you think? Do you know who the main act is going to be today?
I don't.
Oh.
I don't. I know I'm the lounge act. I don't know who's the main act.
Well, you were going to be a solo act, but then we got Quincy Howell on the program.
See what I'm saying? there's just a good illustration. You know, I get a few shekels, a little cup.
Sit out on the street.
Yeah.
Have them throw the dollars in your filing case.
I'm honored to be on when I get on.
You'll take what you can get?
Oh, sure.
We want to know, okay, I don't know if you've seen the plaque of Brandi Chastain, who was inducted into the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame recently, and they have a plaque, and the picture of her, as Dave so eloquently put it, reminds him of Babe Ruth on a bad hair day.
Well, is that supposed to be some kind? Is that supposed to be a joke?
No, that was the one they presented to her at the induction ceremony when they showed her that this was the one going to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, she had to be mortified.
It's awful. Okay, so when you guys
one wag said it looks like Gary Busey.
Right, we've heard that. Yeah, we've heard
you
that.
We heard that.
Yeah,
after 6 months of the ground.
What others have you heard?
I said B. Arthur.
B. Arthur?
Yeah. I wondered when Brandi Chastain got a hairdo like my mom's.
B. Arthur. Oh, man.
Yeah, I think Jeremiah said Nick Nolte. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I had seen.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I can see that. A lot of people wouldn't know who B. Arthur is.
Well, if you were a big fan of the Golden Girls back in the day.
Hey, my generation.
Yeah.
So Dave wanted to know, when you get your plaques made for the Hall of Fame there, who does those? Is it just a photo, or is there a picture they go off of? How do they do that?
Yeah, they do that. We have a company that's been doing these for all our years, and they have artists who sketch from the picture that we send them.
Any complaints?
No, because we take a look at them first, and they send us a rendering, and then we approve it. Let me say this. Nobody has ever come to me and said, "What are you trying to do to me?" You know, I've never had that happen in all the years we've been doing that. So I guess I feel good about that. I mean, I can't imagine that being my plaque.
Right?
You know, but we try to get a good photo. You know, most of them are mug shots, but sometimes they're from an action shot. But, you know, we'd feel very, very badly if somebody was really disappointed. But I've never had anybody tell me that. There may be some out there who are disappointed, but they haven't said anything to me.
Okay, have you ever turned one back to them and said, "This is god-awful, yeah, redo it"?
Well, not god-awful, but we've sent a couple back that, you know, just quite, they weren't quite right.
Okay.
And so, you know, I mean, the mouth on that is not good. You just don't want that.
Right.
So,
Staying on the topic of statues and stuff like that and plaques and stuff, so we know you have the Kenny Sailors one in the entrance of the AA. Is there any plans? I'm wondering if there's any talks of something with regards to football to have like a statue of a former coach or player or anything like that out there?
No.
There hasn't been. I was just curious.
Yeah. We're trying to get out of the statue business.
There was a little controversy.
Okay, yeah.
The problem is if the coaches in football were any good, they moved on to better jobs, and if they weren't, they got fired. So it's not like you got a lot of good candidates there.
How much money do you have to raise to get a Dennis Erickson statue?
We couldn't raise any, but how much would we be? Would we have to?
Yeah.
It'd probably be,
Well, JJ wants to head that campaign up.
Yeah, it.
I'm gonna start a GoFundMe.
The expense would be what hats he wears.
Is he holding his trademark screwdriver?
I'm not going to go there.
You can't go there, but we can.
Maybe just give him a jacket. And he looks like a NASCAR driver. Just have every logo for every place he coached just plastered all over.
Yeah, we would be hard pressed to put a statue up of a guy who was here like 9 months.
Yeah, 9 months and 6-6, right?
Yeah.
Or is it 6-5? 1 year.
No, it was 6-6.
It was 6-6. Okay.
Yeah.
Got the new turf going into the IPF. Saw Scott Nolf's story today. I'm guessing it looks pretty good in there now. I mean,
it does. I mean, it's bright and shiny and well painted. Yeah, it looks good.
Could you send a new blue turf up to Boise so they could replace that piece of crap?
Yeah.
Dave is awfully, he's very colorful today with his language.
Well, he's being adversarial.
it makes it tough for you.
Dave being adversarial is highly unusual. I'm curious on when you're doing his statue.
Dave's statue?
Yeah.
Can we just borrow Brandi Chastain's plaque?
Have you done the GoFundMe for that?
I think we've got a good picture we could use for him with his King Dave picture when he's wearing the knight's armor and all that kind of stuff on his head. We could use that for his bust.
Recommend finding something else, but maybe one for the Biffer.
The Cowboy basketball team, switching gears to more serious topics there, Kevin.
Yeah.
They got a point guard last week, junior college point guard, with one scholarship left. I know Alan Edwards has said he's going to be very picky with that one, and I know he said they want to get another big, but to get this point guard in here to come in, what are your thoughts on the guy they brought in? And, obviously stats look good and all that kind of stuff, but seems that he will fit in, kind of a bigger point guard as well.
Yeah, I think that's the key to it is he's a bigger guy, and that's something that the staff was looking for because everybody in the league has bigger guys now at that position, especially. And so, I think that that's a positive. They really like him. And it's something that the Cowboys really haven't enjoyed lately is having, a point guard of 6'2 or 6'3. So that's good. Positive.
If you are looking into your crystal ball, and let's assume Justin James is going to come back, who is your Wyoming Cowboy basketball starting five next year?
Oh, boy. Well, I would say that he'd start.
Right.
I don't know.
Get the easy one out of the way, right?
I got the easy one out of the way. I only need four more. But I would say probably, I really hope that Jordan Naughton has a great summer and preseason, and he's ready to go. Because I think Jordan, if healthy, can be a real boon to rebounding and to defending. I think he can be very good.
Are signs pointing to him doing that?
I think so. I think that it seems like he's planning to come back and seems to be healthy. His back isn't bothering him. So, I think he'd be a great addition. I don't know about the other spots. There's so many new guys that probably have to reserve our judgment until we see some stuff.
Well, the nice thing I like about the staff is they got Sean Vandeveer back, and you know he brought in some when he was out recruiting. He brought in some pretty good talent for the Wyoming Cowboys. I always liked the guys that he went out and recruited and brought in to play for the Cowboys.
Yeah. Oh, I did too. I did too. I would imagine, back to your question, Keith, that probably Banks would have a real good chance of starting, and probably Hendricks.
I mean, a lot of these new guys are. We're going to see maybe half this new of the signing class in the starting lineup. I would think maybe
because yeah, you know Hunter's going to be
right.
Hunter's going to be one of them.
Right,
I'm pretty sure. So you're going to fill in with three new starters, but you're going to have eight deep. So there's going to have to be some other guys who step up out of these new guys. But it looks like the will be bigger at guard, I think, which is a big positive. But there's going to be a lot of green guys out there that haven't seen a whole lot of this league. So it'll be very interesting.
See the Wyoming strength coaches on social media tweeting out, the Cowboys have started their workouts, their football team, their summer workouts. Is that right? Is that because they have such an early game and fall practice is going to start really early again?
No, I think that, you know, you give them a couple weeks and they come back. I think that's probably just normal.
Okay. Because I knew in previous years it had been a lot closer to maybe even in June when they got their summer workout. I was just curious if that had anything to do with it since they started on the 25th.
Part of it is the school was out earlier.
Okay.
So they went home. Now they're back, you know, and so they're back into it.
It's always informative, Kevin. We appreciate the time.
Okay, let's forget about the statues.
Take it easy.
Okay, see you guys.
Oh, wait a minute. I got a question.
Oh, great.
When you and Walsh went into the Hall of Fame over there, did you have to approve your picture in advance? Did they bring it to you and ask you if that was good enough?
No, because they were all good.
Oh, Jesus. You probably haven't taken a bad picture.
Exactly. There you go. So it wasn't a problem for me.
Thanks, Kevin.
I don't know about half Dave. His face is hidden.
All right, see you guys.
Bye.